It's time to reflect on things trending. And of course, to help us through that is Kirsty Bissett, the managing director at Have You Heard. And Kirsty, we're talking about career cushioning this morning. You are the managing director of Have You Heard. How are you cushioning your career?
Morning, Africa. I hope you're doing good. Yeah, so we've heard a lot of work trends this year, such as quiet quitting, which we spoke about a few weeks ago. We've spoken about the Great Resignation. So career cushioning is the latest kind of workplace trend taking place. So if we look at the current scenario of tech giants like Twitter and Meta and Amazon and several others laying off employees and this constant talk of recession, it's kind of natural for the workforce to feel a little bit anxious, a little bit insecure about their professional future. So this term cushioning, it actually comes from the dating world where people would keep their romantic options open to avoid, you know, the hard landing of a breakup. And likewise, career cushioning is the act of kind of discreetly lining up a plan B while fully employed. But it doesn't actively involve searching for a new role, but instead focuses on building your value to be remembered by those in the industry. So you may be thinking this concept doesn't sound new, that it's been around before, and that's true. But stats are showing that people are actually upskilling to make their professional profiles more attractive. So LinkedIn data has revealed that members have added over 365 million skills to their profiles in the last 12 months alone, and that's up 43% year on year. So you're seeing the workforce becoming very active and upskilling themselves and making themselves more attractive without necessarily wanting to look for a new job, but just kind of having, like, building their own insurance policy for themselves.
Which sort of makes sense, does it not? I mean, we are evolving at a rate that is much faster than, I don't know, a decade ago, certainly two decades ago. So if I do not add skills outside of broadcasting, or even within actually the sphere of broadcasting, that makes me even more attractive to Primedia Broadcasting or potential other opportunities, then I'll be left behind.
Exactly, you're so right. So it's kind of this recognition that your current job probably won't be your last. And the industries that are most in need of this kind of career cushioning are those that may be potentially impacted by technology that are going to make jobs potentially obsolete in the future, such as jobs that may be replaced by robots and AI. So what it looks like in practice, you know, can range from regularly updating your CV and LinkedIn to keep in contact with recruiters, you know, hedging your bets and giving yourself some insurance. And I think, you know, there are pros for employers and employees here. You know, as an employee, you're making yourself more attractive. You're constantly upskilling yourself. You're comparing the skills you have to the skills for the job that you want. And it's kind of, it helps you know your worth and benchmark your skills. And that's always good practice, right? But for employers, you know, they don't need to be sitting here going, oh my gosh, my employees are sitting there kind of looking for something better. Because if you have staff who want to know their value, who want to upskill themselves, that's going to make for a far more powerful and productive workforce.
And of course, if I'm sitting as a human capital manager and part of my objective is to make sure that those employed in the organization do develop and do undertake training, there will be a niggling bit of me at the back of my head going, wait a minute, if we pay for this course, short or long, are we actually creating a stronger employee for Primedia Broadcasting in this case, or are we actually training him or her for their next employer?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one. I mean, that's a kind of HR issue and, you know, loyalty issue that we can talk about. But, you know, loyalty is also becoming a very, I don't know if it's, you know, people aren't as loyal to their jobs anymore. You know, we've spoken a lot in the past on this slot about the workforce feeling, you know, more selfish, for lack of a better word. You know, loyalty, you're staying in the same company for decades isn't really happening anymore. You know, employees are doing what they can to make sure that they are fulfilled, to make sure that they are secure. So it is a tough one, but I mean, I think it's important to upskill your workforce, to make your employees the best employees that they can be, you know, regardless if they stay or if they're going to move.
Yeah, one of the stories, of course, on Eyewitness News is the retiring of Ian Shetler, who is with the City of Cape Town, has been with fire services for more than 4 decades. That will not be the case for my nephew. He won't be in one space for four decades, without a doubt. Kirsty, thank you very much indeed. Always lovely chatting to you. Kirsty Bissett is the Managing Director at Have You Heard. Career cushioning is something that we all need to be mindful of, be aware that it exists, and obviously not only as an employee, but as an employer, come up with plans to exploit the best out of it for all concerned.